Alrighty, good morning, Brock. Hunter.
Morning.
Hey, buddy. Cruising right along on a Thursday, almost a Friday. We got next week, and then we're off for a week again for the New Year's. Do you got big plans? I know we'll probably talk about this next week, but any big plans for the holidays or no?
Nope.
No?
No big plans, man. Just hanging out with the family and spending it the right way, I guess, right?
Yeah.
With the family.
Yeah. Booze in hand, family around, all that good stuff. So I'm not looking forward. We got to drive again. And I was lamenting to you earlier about how I think after this year, you know what? All my family's coming to me now. I'm tired of driving everywhere. No. You know?
You spend half of your holidays driving.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And it sucks. You know what? Both of our parents are retired. They can drive up here. They got the free time. Come on.
It's easy to say that when they're not listening.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, why don't I take my late 60s parents and make them drive in the wintertime? All right, come on. You guys are fine. You figure it out. So.
Yeah. But, you know. Gas is not cheap.
Oh, I know, dude. Every time I fill up on these trips, I'm just like, man, I'm one step closer to getting an electric car. It's so much. It's so much, you know.
I'm telling you. And it's within the mileage, too.
Yeah.
One charge away.
Yep. The key is, too, though, what I figured out is, and I still don't, someone still needs to explain to me why gas is way more expensive here than it is in Indiana, and then you get into Illinois, and it's more expensive there again, and it's like, come on now.
It's the same thing.
It's one little chunk, and we're so close together, and you're going to tell me that's 30 cents cheaper there? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, why is it fluctuating state to state?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Just don't get it.
It's the same thing. Gas is gas from state to state.
Tell you what I'm going to start doing, too, when I go down to Missouri to see Kiki's side of the family. I'm taking a tanker with me, man. I'm just going to fill up down there because it is dirt cheap. It was like a dollar cheaper per gallon down there.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That much cheaper?
It's crazy. Those hillbillies got to figure it out, man. Cheap gas.
It's almost worth just driving there and spending gas fill up.
No, I tell you, I'm gonna rent a tanker truck and just fill up, bring it back up here. I'll probably make money on it. Start selling it. I don't know.
At a dollar cheaper, seriously.
Yeah, it's crazy. So anyway, besides that, looking forward to it. We just gotta get through this week, which we're almost done with, get through next week, and then holiday relax time. Not drinking eggnog though. I'm not doing that. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Stupid
eggnog.
Yeah, gross. Eggnog. Don't even get me started on that, all right? That's a conversation for a different day.
Come on, man. Get in the spirit.
Gross. Enjoy your drink you have to chew. Great. Fantastic.
It's pretty thick.
Anyway, it's thick. Two C's. Two C's, right, Hunter? Two C's. All right, let's get to it. It's time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
And, of course, as always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Binterest Moving and Self-Storage. You need it moved. You need it stored. Well, look no further than Binterest Moving and Self-Storage. I love, too. They're local. They know the community. They care about the community. And they want to make sure that whatever you need, moving services, storage services, they got you covered. Binterest Moving and Self-Storage. Your dumb vocabulary for today, clam jam.
Clam, God.
Coming in hot on that one. Clam jam.
God.
Welcome to the clam, and welcome to the jam. Is that how that song goes?
If you want to slam.
If you want to slam. Welcome to the clam jam.
Jam. I don't know. It sounds like you got a problem. Sounds like you're
see a doctor
big softy. You're a big softy when you try to jam it.
What? Trying to jam it?
Or is it the other way? Or is it two clams? Kind of a jam we talking about.
It's for you to figure out, buddy. It's for you to figure out. Oh, clam man. Jam. Hey, Hunter, you know the difference between jelly and jam? I can't tell that joke.
Don't
do it. Man. Don't do it. Clam jam.
Yeah, you're just trying to jam your clam in the.
Yeah, welcome to the slam. You're wrong. You are wrong. Let me
like
just
a
tell
Quad
you.
City DJ song.
It's a good one. It's the hidden track. No, it is the female equivalent of a C block, if you will. So it's when one chick keeps another chick from getting laid.
Quit clam jamming me.
Yeah, come on, Becky. I'm trying to get some here. No. He's not right. Oh, yeah. There's always girls out there clam jamming their friends.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, probably not as often as guys are. Guys are terrible about that.
Yeah, guys are terrible.
I got that one buddy that's just like, dude, you are just the worst.
Go to bed.
You are the worst, man. Come on. Right. Come on. No, I'm staying up too. No, go to bed.
Clam jam. It's the opposite of... C-block.
Yeah, it's just the female equivalent of it. So, example, Amy totally got clam jammed last night, and she's upset about it, right? Becky clam jammed Amy. She didn't think that Kyle from the bar was good enough for her. So
that's sad.
That's sad. Stop it, ladies. Quit clam jamming each other, okay? Just let it happen. All right, there you go. That is your dumb vocabulary for a Thursday. As always, brought to you by Pinterest Moving and Self Storage. We'll be back.
Congratulations to